Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Emma McCarthy. Giving a voice to the voiceless and offering a concrete contribution to the creation of peace, justice and development for all humanity. According to the Vatican's permanent observer to the United Nations in New York, Archbishop Celestino Migliore, this is the main aim of the Holy See and Pope Benedict XVI. Speaking to Vatican Radio, the Archbishop reaffirmed that the Middle East, Iraq, Darfur and Somalia remain high on the Holy See's list of priorities. The Archbishop noted how the 2005 gathering of heads of state clarified the fundamental role of the United Nations, that is, one of collective responsibility. Sovereignty, he said, is no longer considered as an inalienable right, but rather as a responsibility that governing authorities have to protect their people. When authorities fail to do so, it becomes the collective responsibility of the international community. The Archbishop points out how the United Nations provides a platform for cooperation on this important and often delicate issue, and that the Holy See can offer a vital and concrete contribution to dialogue for peace. No compromise on issues such as the defence of the family. The Italian Bishops' Conference presented the final statement of their permanent council meeting this morning at Vatican Radio. Bishop Giuseppe Bettori, Secretary General of the Conference, one of the biggest in the Universal Church, began by thanking Pope Benedict for his words of encouragement to the Italian faithful, particularly in what the Bishop described as a time of difficulty in the cultural context of the nation. Human life, the family and marriage are no less important than peace, he said, reaffirming that there can be no compromise on civil or homosexual unions.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.